AWIPS2 provides several tools to help you troubleshoot the HDF file storage. Perhaps the most important tool is H5 Dump, which allows you to see both the structure and the contents of the HDF files, which normally are stored in a binary format. H5 Dump is analogous to the AWIPS1 tool called NCDump, which allowed you to look at the NetCDF files. Perhaps you remember that. Why would you want to look inside the files? If AWIPS1 plotted something that AWIPS2 doesn't, there could be many causes, but one could simply be that AWIPS2 doesn't store the data that AWIPS1 did. On the other hand, it's possible that AWIPS2 stores some data that AWIPS1 didn't, and in order to take advantage of a new capability, you might want to look at the data to see what your options might be. So we'll dive into a bit of some detail here, but don't worry about remembering all the details, because you can always come back to this presentation as a reference. The main thing to remember is to use H5 Dump and other HDF tools to look at the data and its organization. This being said, you should not access HDF files directly in programs or local applications. Rather, you should use the data access interfaces that are provided as part of the AWIPS2 source code. Here are two examples of the main structures used internally in the HDF5 repository. The details vary from plugin to plugin, but the first structure has a group structure that matches the makeup of the data URI. The groups provide a path hierarchy to locate data sets that contain the actual data. The radar plugin is an example of this structure. This type of structure usually has a site ID or a LatLon value to provide the geographic location of the data. The other structure mimics the AWIPS1 NetCDF structure that's illustrated by this METAR file. Note there is only one group, it's the slant group, and there's no location or geographical information in the HDF file. One of the metadata fields for METARs in the OBS table is an index field, which is the record number for each variable. The index tells which position in each dataset array variable corresponds to each data URI. For example, the metadata for this KTQH METAR has an index value of 1811. That means that the KTQH observation is comprised of the 1,811th value for each of the array variables in the HDF5 file. So the dew point for KTQH is the 1811th value in the dew point array. The altimeter setting for KTQH is the 1811th value in the altimeter array. The raw METAR report for KTQH is the 1811th value in the raw METAR array, and so on.